Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung. The cleaning profession last name is Cross, Cross. First name is Eric. Date of visit is January 10, 2023. Patient presents today with an evaluation for a traumatic brain injury. For the patient tells me that in 1994, in Germany, patient was assaulted by another person, first up. He was hit in the back of the head with a pool stick, first up. A patient tells me that it was hit in the right occipital skull area, first up. A patient tells me that he has momentarily a loss of consciousness, so first up. A patient did not fall to the ground, first up. A patient had a severe headache at that time, first up. A patient was a patient tells me that he was able to continue to walk the second episode was also in 1994 in Germany. First up, a patient tells me that he slipped in a bathtub. First up, a patient tells me to hit the nose in the shower. First up, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 20 minutes. First up, a patient tells me that he went to see the doctor. First up, a patient tells me that his face were all were bleeding. A patient has a significant headache and a nose pain at that time. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that his current symptoms including a memory loss and loss of smell. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he's currently not working. First up, he used to work as a locomotive engineer. He tells me that his symptoms, including the memory loss, affecting the way he worked as a locomotive engineer. First up, patient was not able to remember a lot of tasks or duties. MOPE examination score is 27 out of 30. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 1994, patient slipped in the bathtub and hit the nose. So first up, he had complete loss of consciousness. First up, he tells me that he hit the nose and the head. Bleeding profusely. Patient has severe headaches after that. Patient has confusion, disorientation. The loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation, and now cognitive memory loss. These are common symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Patient also for loss of smell. That is likely due to damage to the cranial nerve number one. This marks the decapitation.